means I love you. No, 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 it means
you keep your head to yourself.
WTMA with Burwell at 22 till 3. You and I are taking care of business.
Take the first caller, 556-5851, whose last name begins with the letter I or the letter T, as in, it's time to play the mighty TMA Mystery Movie Game.
1250 TMA, 753, Monday night, right here with the O-Tech Bell Show, and it's nice to have you along. Going to give you a chance to win an album, Bad Company, next hour. Right now, this is Chic, and I Want Your Love.
Hi, how you doing? 10 o'clock. Jack Lundy here, the Low Country's music leader, WTMA, Charleston.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's Friday. You know that? It's nice. On WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina, with Rick Tracy.
WTMA. Hello again, everybody. Bill Sharp from Live 5 News. Special reunion show going on. Welcome to our special show. We are walking down memory lane, looking back to the mighty TMA, Tiger Radio, the way it was back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when WTMA was the only rock and roll station you needed to listen to if you grew up here in the Lowcountry, which I did, in fact. Back in the 60s when I was a youngster, a teenager, I can remember every top 10 hit that was coming along. I could tell my friends now, that's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Ragdoll, and that is number 4 this week on the top 10 charts, because the mighty TMA was the place to be and the only rock and roll station to listen to. R.J. Kite, a.k.a. Yes. Jim Diamond, you had something you wanted to say there.
I just wanted to return this to John Smith. I borrowed this from him 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why I remembered it was him, if you look around the outside of the label, you'll see some names.
Uh-huh. That's I see Andert.
That's his name.
Yeah, and you want to give that back to him?
I want to give that back to John. I borrowed it 40 years ago.
And it's about darn time,
yes,
R.J. Kite, Jim Diamond,
I'm
you're giving it back to him.
You know, doesn't give me hit me with too much rent.
Folks, we are looking back to the way it was, and we are talking with many of the disc jockeys from the 50s, the 60s, and 70s, and even into the 80s. Special thanks so far to Johnny Long on the phone, the great Bob Booby Nash. We've also talked to Bill Edwards. Bill, a special thanks to you for being with us. And we've talked to Buddy Charles here from the 50s and R.J. Kite, who was Jim Diamond, Mike West, who was also with us back in the 60s. Thank all of you here for being with us for the special reunion show as we get a little nostalgic here at WTMA, because right now folks know of WTMA as the talk and news leader in the Charleston area, which of course it is. But back then, back in the late 50s and 60s and 70s and even into the early 80s, WTMA was the rock and roll leader. Now, as part of our 65th anniversary show, let me tell you what else we're doing in the Lowcountry tomorrow. We've got a WTMA DJ reunion sock hop that I hope you'll come to. It's hosted by the good guys from WTMA's Top 40 Days. And the price, you can't beat, folks. $4 admission per person, $7 per couple. It starts tomorrow night, 7 p.m., an old-fashioned sock hop. We're going to take you back to the way it used to be back in the 50s and 60s. It's at the Omar Shrine Temple. And best of all the money raised goes to happy days and special times. Now, on deck to talk with us right now, a man who used to be called Johnny Smith on WTMA. He was one of the mighty WTMA good guys. And Terry Allen. Terry was a special friend of mine back then, because I used to hang around the station and just watch Terry spin those records and just marvel at how he could spin the records and talk at the same time. It's a problem I still have today here on Live 5 News. John Smith, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
And John, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
Same here, fella, and I'm just great, but I think I'm going to probably cancel the crime report I put out on Jim Diamond 37 years ago, because now he's come up with my property and I can recover it.
Hasn't the statute of limitations sort of expired by now?
Not for old Beatle LPs.
No,
that's lifetime. That's like murder.
Not for
you
me.
Steal a Beatle, you've done.
John Smith, when were you here at WTMA?
I was here in 1966. I got out of the Navy. I was discharged here at Charleston. And then, of course, I was immediately homeless. So I had to find a job, and I had to find a place to live. So I just wandered into the studios here because I was always a radio nut. We're all radio nuts.
We are indeed. So you wandered into the studio. And, you got yourself a job.
Got a job, but they couldn't use my real name of Dick Andert at the time because they had a Richard Anderson on the air at the time. So for some reason, they had to put a couple of jingles together, and they came up with John Smith for my, WTMA, John Smith. So that's who I became until later. I couldn't stand it anymore about a year and a half later.
What was it like, Dick or John? I'll go by your stage name, John Smith. What was it like when you were here?
Well, I was I was 21 years old. It was Charleston, South Carolina, and I was having a lot of fun. I was having a lot of fun.
You were a single guy in a wonderful, warm seacoast town.
Yeah,
and you were a hot disc jockey.
Remember a place that we'd go to at night? I don't know if it was Little John's or Big John's.
Big John's.
It was. We've all spent some time drinking good beer at Big John's.
He's my cousin.
I can picture that place right now. And
it was one of the filthiest places I've ever been. But after a few beers, you didn't care about the roaches crawling down the wall or the rats scurrying under the table.
I was a retired sailor.
You knew all about that then.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, in the last 37 years, changes have occurred here. This is an absolutely gorgeous city. Of course, it probably was then, too, but I was, like I say, 21 and blind to my environment, so I didn't really know what was going on, except in a radio studio. I was such a radio nut. But
You say blind to your environment. It's probably that Viagra, Johnny, that you're on. You got to watch that stuff.
Never touch the stuff.
It can cause you to go blind. But
never touch the stuff.
You never touch the stuff. That's good. So, John, if you would, by the way, tell us what you're doing now, because you've got a fascinating job. What are you doing now, John?
Well, I now work for the city of Los Angeles. I'm still in communications, basically. Usually what I'll say is, okay, sir, I clocked you at 67 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. you are to appear on it before such and such time at...
without a jingle.
There we go.
Yeah. So press hard. You're making four copies. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
There we go. I take it you're a cop, Dick.
Yeah, I had to break down and get a real job, you see. Right now, I'm a sergeant of police with the Los Angeles Police Department.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And you're on the air.
I'm on the air right now.
You're not on the air in L.A.
The only time on the air in L.A. is when I say 10L60, I'm code 6 at 5131.
Or you call for a backup.
Or I call for a backup. Nobody will come.
Dick,
but, I can do that.
Before we take a quick break here, give us a little bit of your spiel, the way it was when you were here back in the 60s.
Okay.
How you sounded when the announcer said, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Smith."
Well, you see, we all forced our voices down then. I think you listen to air checks, and everybody kind of took it down here real low all the time, and kind of a phony thing.
You want that intro again, John?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's try that again. Ladies and gentlemen, from the low country of South Carolina, on the mighty TMA, let's listen to good guy, Mr. John Smith.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is John Smith. In a few minutes, you're going to hear the Uncle Booby Nash on the radio, and we'll be talking and playing some records here for you. Bob and I, we would do crosstalk usually, and so I'd play like Gramps on his show. So I had to get up here, with an old grandfather voice. And
Booby's back here. Booby?
Since I'm 60 years old now, I can't seem to get away from this voice.
That brings back a lot of bad memories.
Oh, it does, doesn't it, Uncle Booby?
Listen, something that they don't know about Dick Andert is that the intro that I'm still singing today, it's the big boob, on the radio to entertain. Mm-hmm. That was done by Dick Andert, and he put that thing together, and...
And you know, Boob and Dick, back then, that was pushing the envelope, because we could get away with saying, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the big boob." And nobody called us, nobody complained, because that was your stage name, Bob.
Sure.
But back in the 60s, that was pretty racy.
Yeah, it was, especially when you put Big Boob and Little Dick together.
We're going downhill now. John Quincy, I hope that five-second delay is on. Gee, did you have to take us down that road, Boob? Did you have to go down there?
Well, I'm sorry, but you didn't ask me. You asked everybody who's been on that program, but you never asked me to do what I used to do on the make sound like a radio announcer.
All right, Boob, it's your time. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, wait a minute. You know, I was, you know, what I was really famous for.
What's that?
Is my imitation of Marilyn Monroe.
All right, let's hear that,
Boob. I'm
good
at that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear Marilyn Monroe.
Hi, this is Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
Well, who else would say that but Marilyn Monroe?
Who else could get away with that pathetic imitation? I thought you were going to say, "Happy birthday, Mr. President."
Oh, you're good.
Don't you forget that, Boob.
Let's not go down that road.
Boob, how did you sound? Let's pretend Boob. Now as if you're on the air. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Boob, okay. Boob, this is Jim Diamond.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, guy? You used to really love, Jack Benny.
I can't. I can't today. I haven't had enough coffee.
Rochester. Rochester.
Yeah, like
remember that?
Jack Benny. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is Big Boob up and down the Eastern Seaboard. I'm the mouth of the South, the nose of the North, the beast of the East, and the pest of the West. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's 79 degrees at street level. It's 80 on the sidewalk. All right.
Hey!
I mean, what can I tell you? I still got it. Is anybody hiring?
No, we don't want you anymore, Boob, but
right,
thanks
well,
very much.
Sit back and relax and listen to the rest of the program. Oh, by the way, there
yes,
is
sir.
A name I want to mention.
What's that?
In the history of WTMA.
What's that?
That I've never forgotten. He became a very close friend. He was a wise guy, and if you took him serious, you'd hate him, but he was clever, and his voice is still heard today, even though he's passed away, and that's Doug Randall.
Oh, yeah. I remember Doug well.
Doug Randall was famous for Dixie'll Do It because Dixie Don't Care.
Was that Doug's voice who said that?
Was that Doug?
Oh, my gosh. I've heard that commercial all my life.
And he was a sales manager when I joined in 1966. But before that, he was the local guy who did good. He was Mr. TMA for years before that. And I just wanted to mention his name.
Bob,
I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. Be good.
All right. Hang on, Bob. Thanks very much. Dick, before we let you go, you want to say a few parting words here before we take a quick break?
Oh, you know, my wife Mary and I came in. We're having a wonderful time in Charleston. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous city. It's been a long time. I saw the Dock Street Theater last night real briefly. We went in. I was in a play there in 1967, Jubilee. It was written locally.
I saw that play in 67.
You're kidding.
I saw that. I went to the Dock Street Theater and saw Jubilee. In fact,
I'll be darned.
There was a woman who sang a lead role in that, and
right.
I had a crush on her. What was her name?
I can't remember her name, but I played opposite her. I was Adam Hooker, the young land.
You've been a hooker for a long time, and I want you to know that we won't hold that against you, Dick.
Okay. We went in there into the place yesterday, and I said, "Hey, I was on the stage here," and the lady was looking at me like I was a crazy homeless person or something, and so I didn't get any further than that, but it's wonderful being here.
Thanks. It's Dick. It's great to have you. The gentleman that we all knew on the air is John Smith from WTMA's Rock and Roll Days, coming back all the way from Los Angeles, where he is a police officer, a sergeant. And, Dick, we just appreciate your time, too. And I did see Jubilee in 1967, and I saw you perform. It's amazing how fate will bring us together.
It's serendipity.
It is serendipitous, indeed. Folks, stay with us. I'm Bill Sharp from Live 5 News here in Charleston. We're looking back to the good old days of rock and roll at the mighty WTMA.